Claire Nicholls is here now with the latest arts news. And Claire, what can we expect from our new Minister for Communication and the Arts?
Well, Paul Fletcher was sworn in yesterday at Government House.
I, Paul William Fletcher, do swear that I will well and truly serve the people of Australia in the office of Minister for Communications, Cyber Safety and the Arts, and that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of Australia. So help me God.
Paul Fletcher has a significant background in communications. He was a senior executive at Optus before he entered Parliament. He was a parliamentary secretary to the Minister for Communications from 2013 to 2015. And the industry group Screen Producers Australia says it's really looking forward to working with the Minister. The CEO, Matthew Diener, says he's already built a pretty good working relationship with Mr. Fletcher over the years, and he'll be calling on the Minister to prioritise content regulation on streaming services like Netflix.
We're in a really competitive space. We've got a lot of global content that competes for eyeballs, and having the balance right between what the local market delivers through content obligations and increasingly what the obligations for international subscription video on demand services that are entering the market should be is going to be the absolute critical part of for our industry of getting that right.
Are you talking specifically about Australian quotas on streaming services, or how would you like that to work?
Our view has been that there should be a contribution being made by SVOD services, so that's the Amazon, Netflixes, other services that come to this market, and that should look like a percentage of revenue that's reinvested into this industry for original new Australian content. So that could be an expenditure obligation of, say, 15 to 20% of the revenues earned into this market, and that's seen as a comparable figure to other territories, such as in Europe, where that's been introduced.
Matthew Diener from the Screen Producers Australia. In other news, there'll be more trophies on offer at this year's Actor Awards.
Yeah, there are three new TV categories for this year. They are Best Sports Entertainment, Best Sports Coverage, and Best Factual Entertainment.
How does Best Factual Entertainment Program as a category differ from the category for Best Reality Program, which already exists?
Yeah, I was a bit confused, but apparently, put simply, it comes down to competition. The actor says the reality category involves a structured situation that is manipulated in an ongoing manner with things like challenges, eliminations. So think of shows like The Bachelor or Australian Survivor. But this new category, Factual Entertainment, can involve a situation which is set up but then observed without much more producer intervention. So think of shows like Gogglebox or even Bondi Rescue or Highway Patrol. And the nominations for all of these categories, Jason, are open now.
Okay. And speaking of awards, the Logie nominations are out. What's in the mix?
Well, the Gold Logie race for most popular personality is always pretty interesting. There are a couple of ABC presenters in the running this year. Tom Gleeson from Hard Quiz and Costa Giordatis from Gardening Australia are going to compete against Amanda Keller, Eve Morey, Roger Corsa, Sam Mack and Waleed Ali. In the Outstanding Drama category, the nominees are Doctor Doctor, Mystery Road, Neighbours, Secret City, Under the Eagle and Wentworth. In the Most Outstanding Entertainment program, the contenders are Australian Ninja Warrior, Eurovision, Gogglebox Australia, Have You Been Paying Attention, and True Story with Hamish and Andy.
All right, let's go back to the big screen. Finally, in Melbourne, my favourite cinema in all of Australia, very iconic space, is about to open its doors once again.
Yeah, the old Capitol Cinema on Swanston Street. It first opened in 1924. It was bought by RMIT University in the 90s. It was closed for renovations. Now, Jason, it is ready for a grand reopening. And I got to go and have a look at it just last year with RMIT's Paul Goff.
God, it's one of the hardest things to describe. I mean, you and I are looking at one of the great ceilings in the world. It's like it's lit up at the moment, and it's a geometric puzzle in what's called a Chicago Gothic style. The nearest you can come to it is like a grotto crossed with the Alhambra, with geometric shapes that emerge, but which are lit from behind. So I'm looking above the cinema screen now, and it's kind of emerald green, and then it goes up in layer upon layer upon layer, little cubes and geometrics, and then suddenly you're on a ceiling here, which looks like the Ark of the Covenant turned inside out.
He is not exaggerating.
No,
everyone should
not
see a film at the Capitol. Truly a spectacular cinema. Great to see it's open again. Claire Nicholls, thank you.